my God.
Schaefer.
Oh my God.
Schaefer.
Oh my God.
Schaefer. Schaefer.
My album. Who is my God?
Schaefer.
My album. Who is my
God? Schaefer.
Mike Schaefer, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
Man, all of us media people look so dumb right now. I've used Colt now twice in your show.
You got one more and you're out, all right? Mike Schaefer's my guest, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
Gentlemen, I think you're going to be a little disappointed with my lack of great basketball
knowledge. Come on, man, I paid my $10. I want to see the free former. I want to see the Schoenberg in the middle of that line.
Mike Schaefer, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
If you had to start a team and you could get peak era Hershey Hawkins or peak era LeBron James, I'm going to lean a little bit towards Thirsty Hawkins.
Right.
Mike Schaefer, Huskers Illustrated, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Nick.
Let's bring him in. Lots to talk about. Did you get your thrones on yesterday there, Schaefer?
Yeah, I watched it. Don't want to give any spoilers to the late watchers.
Right.
But it was vintage Game of Thrones slowness right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, what is it? Why? So weird how I really, really like the show, but I find myself saying just that all the time. I'm like, man, this show's like, come on with it. Like, what is it about the show that seemingly it's moving at a roly-poly pace, but yet it still, I guess, the story moves along fast enough? I don't know. It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that you can do that when you have a giant cast of characters is that you can tell the stories in incremental amounts. And so it always feels like there's something happening, even though it might just be really slow. Like, I mean, basically you have the first ever episode and then now the first episode of season 8 are linked by how they end in the two characters in both of those situations.
So right.
It took them, you know, 7 years to get to that point, but there's a little bit of a payoff if you're invested in it.
Right. It is kind of a Bran just like hanging out at Winterfell, just staring at people is fairly interesting.
This is probably like a very, very poor taste comparison. No, I don't know if poor taste is the right thing, but every time they show Bran, I think of, like, did you see that movie a couple years ago with Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, where he plays Stephen Hawking?
I know I didn't see it, but I know what you're talking about.
Bran is basically the Stephen Hawking of the Game of Thrones universe.
Right.
He's the smartest man on the planet.
Right.
And he can just get by just staring and everyone knowing that, like, there's something going on in that guy's head that no one could ever possibly figure out.
Yes. To me... Bran and Jon Snow are seemingly the only two people that understand that all the other nonsense about titles and whose throne is that, like, they're the only two guys that are like, all this doesn't matter. Do you guys get what is coming? The walkers are coming. Like, I find myself just being so frustrated with, like, everybody but Bran and Jon that they're all caught up in all the nonsense.
Yeah, in some ways, it's like you're at a horror movie and you're the person that wants to scream at the character, get out of the house! You gotta get out of the house! That's basically what it's like right now.
Yes, it is. It is. By the way, before we get to the spring game, any take on what you saw yesterday in the Masters with Tiger winning? What stood out to you?
I'm not a Tiger guy, but at the same time, like, getting to watch athletic greatness, and this is how I feel about LeBron James, too, who I do like, but anytime you get to watch someone who, you know, is unquestionably at some point in their life was at the peak of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Tiger, he's gone through a lot, whether it's the, you know, the personal struggles or the injuries and everything else. When you get to see them reclaim that moment of glory, not even so much the winning of it, but really that back nine where it was like, this guy has once again found the form that made him the most feared, dangerous golfer ever. I don't like Tiger for a variety of reasons. But I can certainly appreciate athletic greatness like that because it's so rare. And when you get to see it, and that was as crowded of a field as you possibly could have had going into Sunday. You had all of the big names in the world putting up big numbers. DJ was 12 under. Jason Day was 11 under. Molinari, one of the best golfers in the last calendar year.
Oh, man.
You know, was leading by 2 strokes going into the day. I mean, it was just, it was terrific. I mean, it was terrific drama. It was everything I possibly could have asked for on a Sunday at Augusta. And it just happened to end with Tiger getting to reclaim, you know, that he is as good as we all knew that he was at one point in time. I mean, if you like sports at all, it's hard not to at least acknowledge, like, that was a cool moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Mike Schaefer's my guest. Schaefer, let's get to what we saw on Saturday, spring game. You know, it's always funny how when the, you know, you get all fired up and then once the game starts, you go, okay, well, now I remember that, like, you know, it's silly to even draw any massive conclusions to this, but nevertheless, it's an enjoyable afternoon and it's fun to get to see different guys move around and different things. What was there an individual player to you that stood out the most, and that can be based on what your expectations were or just in general? Was there a singular player that you felt like caught your attention the most?
I'll give you three of them because I probably couldn't just pick just one. And they're all at different levels of their career. And so you have Luke McCaffrey, who I thought stood out because athletically I think he really fits this offense. Yep. I know he didn't have a great day throwing the ball, but I think if you look at the fact he went against the number one defense and how Nebraska's wide receiver depth is somewhat questionable, so it wasn't like he was throwing to the best of the best and wasn't working with the best of the best when it comes to the offensive line. But I think you can see athletically, he is a really talented individual. And so all of those conversations, all of the talk about Luke McCaffrey and his surprising of Scott Frost and Mario Verduzco, you could see it on Saturday because athletically, he just strikes you as the kind of guy that, you know, if you were to just go pick up a football and play pickup football with friends, like, you want that dude on your team. It doesn't matter what he's doing, he's going to be able to help you out. And so I think that, what that really kind of tells me is just a window into Nebraska going through a really great period where they get Adrian Martinez right now, but the guys whose task is to find the next Adrian Martinez are going to be really good at their jobs is really what that tells me. And this quarterback room is going to be very good.
Yes.
If it isn't already. And so I think that should be reassuring to fans. I loved another guy that stood out to me because of how hard he was playing and some of the plays he was making. Garrett Nelson, I thought, had a pretty good spring game, too. And he reiterated the fact this is a guy from Scottsbluff, Nebraska, that absolutely does not want a red shirt. He's going to do everything he can to play special teams, force his way onto the field in any conversation. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he could help out a team as early as next fall, whether it is special teams or even as an outside linebacker. But physically, he looks like a freshman that's ready to play going up against his own teammates in that spring game. And then the last guy, which, I mean, I think you'd have to have not paid attention to see where he could totally help out Nebraska, is Darian Daniels. I mean, the presence that he can bring in the middle of that defensive line, what he can do in terms of if you get Damian Daniels and Ben Stille on the same field, that's a Big Ten defensive line right there. Yeah. And Nebraska hasn't had one where I've been able to say that and feel strongly about it for years. I mean, going back to when you had Malik Collins and Vincent Valentine and Randy Gregor. I mean, that was the last time they had what you would consider a real dangerous defensive line. And I think they're going to have that again. And I think we saw that with Darian Daniels. So those are three individuals that jumped out to me, like I said, for a variety of reasons that, you know, Luke McCaffrey, if things go right, wouldn't be the starting quarterback for several years. Garrett Nelson, if things go right, could be playing outside linebacker late November for Nebraska in games that matter. If things go right, Darian Daniels is one of the most important additions that Scott Frost has had in his short time. I mean, they all represented different parts of Nebraska on Saturday.
Do you you know, it was hard because you're sitting there going, okay, like I want to talk about the running back spot. And it's not that I like Brody Belt, I like Jalen Bradley, I like Wyatt Mazur, but I felt like I walked away going, man, I really hope Maurice Washington, that whole situation clears up, and I do think one of the three guys that show up here in the summer and the fall need to hit, talking about, you know, you got, you know, Mills and Ronald Tompkins and different guys like that. How do you see the running back spot, understanding all that you saw on Saturday and all the guys that weren't in a uniform too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, and this sounds bad, but I was standing there in post game, and I think Brody Belt was out talking, and Ramir Johnson was walking by, and I just couldn't help but thinking, like, that I would be really surprised if after a game at some point next year, there's 25 people huddled around Brody Belt and Ramir Johnson is walking with no attention through the hallway at the same time. I think that these guys, whether it's Ramir Johnson, the freshman, or Dedrick Mills, the junior college running back, I know they weren't here over the spring. I know they're going to have to pick up that offense. We watched Maurice Washington do it, and he got there later than these two are expected to. I think Nebraska is going to be okay at running back. I think that the guys you saw this spring had their opportunity to move forward. I don't know if anybody really seized it. I think somebody like Brody Belt certainly put his name into special teams play, and someone that can certainly fight his way through down the line. Wyatt Mazur has been doing that for years. Jalen Bradley, you know, had moments in the spring game, but I don't look for them to be at any point any of those guys your leading rusher in any game this season. So, right. I mean, that's tough, but I think that's the reality of the situation for Nebraska.
But when you look at the spring as a whole for the defense, where do you think Nebraska's improved the most from what you saw on Saturday to even last spring?
I mean, there's several things. I mean, physically, they look like they should be playing Big Ten defense in some spots where they weren't, and we talked about that with the defensive line. I think that they have a better understanding of what Eric Shenander wants and cleansing themselves and washing themselves of having multiple defensive coordinators over the last 3 years. You think about some of these guys. You had Mark Banker followed by Bob Diaco followed by Eric Shenander, and none of those systems are remotely the same. None of what you're being asked to do is remotely the same. So, you know, a guy that everybody likes in Mo Berry, it means a lot to me when Barrett Roode said before the last practice, you know, that's the guy that's probably progressed the most. That's huge for Nebraska. If Mo Berry's the guy that progressed the most for you as your inside linebackers, that's a big deal because that means that he's going to make a big jump, and he needs to make a big jump. He was a good player last year. They need him to be a great player. And so I think that some of the stuff with this defense is that they're going to be better in part because they have all the same coaches around them.
Right.
They have the same ideology and same, you know, philosophy of what they should be doing at their position around them for a second year. Like, we shouldn't underestimate how valuable that is for guys that have constantly had to learn different defenses and being asked to do different things.
No doubt about it. Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. By the way, before I let you go, the big offensive lineman that committed 2020. I mean, this kid's 4-star kid. Tell us about him.
Yeah, not only a 4-star kid, but you know, on 24/7 Sports, we have him as the number 32 player in the country for the 2020 class. So that would be the highest rated recruit of Scott Frost's time at Nebraska, even higher than Wandale Robinson. You know, if those numbers stay the same. So there's a chance that maybe that changes, but I think that tells you the level of talent that Turner Corcoran is, and a very talented player. I think he's going to help him out a lot with peer recruiting. This was sort of a matter of time. I felt like they were going down this path once we got into last fall, and he just kept showing up to games. But he really likes Nebraska. He wants to be a part of this turnaround, and I think he's going to have every shot to play on that offensive line sooner than later when he gets here.
Schaefer, awesome stuff as always, my man. We'll catch up next Monday.
All right, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you then, Nick.
You got it. Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports, dropping knowledge on all things recruiting, the spring game, all that. Really, really good stuff. 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter, @NickBoss. Still to come, Vers, in a little over a half hour from now. Some very interesting news coming out of Big East basketball we got to get into. We'll put a bow on this hour. We come back. Game time.